He was frequently asked by Lord Krishna to go out of Dwaraka to different places to supervise what's going on in the material world and bring some reports to him. But Narada was very attached to staying in Dwaraka under the safe and sweet shelter of Krishna, rendering some service to him. So he always was feeling transcendentally restless in his mind to return back as soon as possible to Dwaraka every time when he was sent out. Jiva Goswami says, because Narada had a curse from Daksha Prajapati, he could not stay at one place. As soon as he would make a plan to stay in Dwaraka, he was sent out. Go here, go there and get some news and come back. But then again Narada would come back to stay. But Sridhara Swami says, such a place like Dwaraka, he says that na tatra shapa adhi prabhavaha, he says. Such kind of curses given by Daksha Prajapati have no effect on the transcendental abode of the Supreme Lord, like in Dwaraka. But at the same time, the word abhikshnashaya is used in that verse, which means it was Lord's desire to send him out to distribute the mercy to the conditioned souls, wherever Narada would go. That is why he was sent out, not because of the curse he had to move from place to place. Like that Sridhara Swami writes. So there, Sridhara Swami mentions a very important point. He says that anybody who lives within the precincts of a holy abode like Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwaraka or any such holy place, it's like a vaccinated place. So they cannot be affected by any of the ill effects of the material world, he says. In the same manner, anybody who takes the vaccination of the holy name with great sincerity, they may be wandering in the middle of the city, even in the middle of the materialistic civilization, but they will always be transcendentally protected by the divine effects of the holy name, that promise is given in the scripture. So, but for that the holy name shelter has to be taken very carefully, and just as the in the Bhagavatam you hear the Narayana Kavacha shield which was put on the body of Indra for his protection. That is also a holy name Kavacha. The holy name will act as a Kavacha for those who wear this Kavacha of the holy name. And by such absorption of the in the holy name and taking shelter of the holy name will ensure that all the ignorant activities performed by all kinds of conscience souls in the world around us will not percolate into our system and disturb our hearts and minds. In the scriptures it is also said that unless we completely dissolve our ignorance, there will always be some traces of sin committed by us, either in the mind or in our words or with our body, because we have to thoroughly uproot ignorance. But because we haven't completely even eradicated our sinful reactions, then what then to speak about our sinful proclivities? What then to speak about our sinful seeds? And the root of all of them, which is avidya, ignorance. But there is no alternative other than the holy name to dissolve ignorance. Because the performance of yajna, dana, tapa, ityadi, or even the performance of the jnana yoga, these things don't even come close to, anywhere close to dissolving ignorance. They may dissolve some sinful reactions or they may dissolve some pap karma fal, but they don't dissolve even the sinful tendency. That is why anybody who knows the glory of the holy name as spoken by the Vishnu Dutas, after knowing the glory, if one doesn't take it seriously, he is extremely unfortunate. Because the holy name alone can destroy the sinful tendency and can dissolve ignorance. And when that is completely dissolved, and then one becomes completely vaccinated with no possibility of any infection from any kind of materialistic influence while walking on the surface of the globe in this material world, and one can become a Jivan Mukta. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like the Satris or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki.